Blog Talk Radio.
True Talk Radio, episode 136. Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's the end of the year. It's been a great year. We're going to do the final wrap-up of the year, maybe next week or the final week. I think we got a week in a few days. I think the 31st falls on a Tuesday, which would be a Tuesday. I was going to do it today with my boy, Joe Rome, original True boxer head right there, photo guy. But unfortunately, his auntie passed, so I'm going to rock this one out solo dolo. Coming back from last month, we did a show last month after the Canelo Kovalev fight. Had some fights coming up, or, you know, some fights that just happened. I'm going to recap those news. Obviously, the news that have been happening in the sport of boxing, we'll get to those later, like Canelo vacating his title, being named ESPN Fighter of the Year, BWAA Joe Louis Fighter of the Decade, put out its list for fighters that are in the running for that. Because it's that time of the year, man, 2019 coming to an end here shortly, and we're going to be heading in 2020. So, yeah, you know, shit. Not only is it end of the year awards, might as well pack in those decade year awards because it's that time of the year. Going to recap some news and then just keep it moving like we always do here on True Talk Radio. Shout out to all the Trues. As always, follow us at True Boxing Heads, T-R-U, Boxing Heads with a Z. You already know what it is. Follow us on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, whatever. We on it. We popping. The big one I want to talk about, man, was the unfortunate one. I was thinking about doing a show before because I felt it was going to be as good as the first one. In hindsight, I'm glad I didn't just because, man, as I said before in the past shows, man, I'm always grinding. I'm always working. Unfortunately, right now, boxing ain't paying my bills. But at some point, you know, we're going to get to that. You know, like I said, man, this is long haul. We doing this shit for life. You know, we ain't no stopping. We got to work. We got to pay them bills, right? Trying to have a good year. And overall, did have a great year. But Andy Ruiz, you know, if he would have won that fight, the second one, definitely fighter of the year. Coming off the first one, when, you know, little people, I mean, obviously the Trues or just boxing people, diehards of this whole gave him a chance because we knew he was legit. You know, once a top-ranked prospect, there was rumors of him being lazy. You know, he took shortcuts, so they felt like he was a little diva. You know, I think Bob Arum said that. You know, he would price himself out. He was wanting extra. He wanted extra flights, extra money. And so they cut the loss. They had a buyout. And then he would, you know, he signed with PBC, made his debut, and, you know, he was able to get his win in the debut. Hooked up with Coach Manny Robles, the homie, and Estrellita. And after that, they, you know, obviously we know the story. And he gets the fight with Joshua and he wins. So a lot of people were thinking, shit, Joshua's just chinny. You know, Andy Ruiz going to do it to him again. Unfortunately, he didn't go down like that. We know what happened. Anthony Joshua boxed. Some people called it boring. Some people call it running. But it is boxing. It ain't rock 'em, sock 'em robots. Even though we do like the rock 'em, sock 'em robots, you know? I mean, shit, we like the Corrales Castillos, the Morales Barreras. But at the end of the day, it's boxing, man. And just like we give respect and love to Floyd Mayweather for what he does, we got to tip our cap to Anthony Joshua, who was in shape. He was in tip-top shape. He was able to use his reach and, you know, pop Andy Ruiz, who just kept coming forward. And obviously the big one, man, and, you know, the whole weight situation. And, you know, he took a lot of flack for it, and he's going to get it, you know. And, you know, some say he deserves it, you know. Unfortunately, his trainer is going to catch some of the flack, his dietitian or cook. Zoe's meal, he took a lot of heat, and he's going to have to answer that, man. One of the biggest people going against him was, you know, the legend, the true, Mr. Teddy Atlas, somebody I have a lot of respect for. You know, his pedigree in the boxing game is second to none. People can say whatever they want to say, but at the end of the day, man, he did his thing in the sport of boxing, and I'd rather listen to him on ESPN today, just like we used to on Friday Night Fights, over a lot of these people, especially that Kringo guy, but that's just my opinion. Some of the things he said after the fight or during the fight, if Ruiz wins, get ready for the next Rocky movie where in training he doesn't just chase the chicken, he eats it. When is the aggressive fighter not aggressive? When he's 283 pounds. Please don't insult us by saying you put the weight on because you thought you would be stronger. But I will give you credit for one truthful statement. Yes, you are a hungry fighter. And just like that, you know, what was a beautiful ride. You know, again, if he would win that, if he wins that fight, no question, hands down, fighter of the year. You get that. But you didn't. And, you know, shit, you know, at the end of the day, he has to look at himself in the mirror, and he knows, you know, he blew the chance. He did release a statement saying that I had time to, he said, I had time to reflect on my fight. Congrats to Anthony. He did what he needed to do. Now it's time for me to do what I need to do. I'll be back stronger. I will be a champion once again. I appreciate all the love and support from my true fans. I appreciate the haters as well, and can't wait to prove the haters wrong once again. Back to the gym. Let the journey to the belts begin. Shit. You already had him. You already had him. You know, I think they, what's the old saying? It's not, you know, winning the titles. You know, it's defending the titles where you show yourself, you know. But nonetheless, man, he made history. You know, he'll always go down. I'm not going to call him no Buster Douglas, you know, even though Buster Douglas even himself was a true fighter, you know. You know, you, this word bum gets thrown around a lot, but you got to respect these fighters for what they do. They put in the work, and unfortunately, Ford Reese, he came up short, and he got nobody to blame but himself. Even his father said after the fight, he didn't take it serious. He didn't train. He didn't listen, and guess what, bro? You got to own that. And Anthony Joshua moves on to bigger and better things. You know, there's talks about him having to defend his IBF title against Pulev, who's working with Top Rank. And there's talks about the WB ordering his mandatory against Usyk. Either one of those fights I'm good for. Pulev being a big, natural heavyweight guy, he has a shot. And, you know, obviously Usyk coming up from cruiserweight, people saying how does he get a title shot? Because he was the champion at cruiserweight by the WBO, and that's how he gets it. Moving on, man, just a cup, because, you know, I missed a few things. You know, the home, speaking of Manny Robles, his son, he fought for a title, came up short against Sokan Warrior, man. Sokan, nonstop, China fighter. I think he's the only active fighter from China with a world title. I thought Manny Robles Jr. Has the pedigree. I thought he was going to be able to do enough to pull it out. Came up short, man. Speaking of coming up short, man, was the Cinderella man, Andrew Cancio, El Chango, who quit boxing, wins the title, beats Machado twice. Looks like all, you know, there's talk about movie. He gets the keys to the city, as I talked about in the past. He gets upset by a guy he had already beat, Rene Alvarado from Nicaragua, who came with it, stops Cancio. And, you know, Cancio had talked bad about Golden Boy, and he gets cut. You know, boxing is a tough business, man. You can't bite the hand that feeds you, you know. Yeah, I get it. You want bigger fights, and, you know, yeah, you're a little jealous about King Ryan Garcia, but guess what, man? King Ryan Garcia is a young kid, marketable fighter. You, on the other hand, you're a great guy. You know, you everything that you got, you earned, but you had hope. You had help by Golden Boy. You know, I'm not saying to shut up, play your role, but, you know, let your fighting do your talking. You literally did that by winning the title. Don't go into a fight shitting on the fight, talking about, well, you know, I'm always fighting a fantasy. Fuck, can't even think of the name. Indio, you know, fantasy resort. Why I always got to fight here? You know, I want to build my fan base. I'd rather fight somewhere else. I was promised the Canelo co-main event. Ryan Garcia don't deserve that. You don't do it before the fight. Maybe do it after the fight, after you win. Maybe your head wasn't in the right place, and you come up short, man. Speaking of not being in the right place, Luis Nitti, Panterita, Tijuana, had a title shot against Rodriguez, you know, on the Wilder Ortiz. He doesn't make weight. He gets X'd out. Fight is canceled. And unfortunately for Nitti, man, in WBC, his fight fell through. He didn't come out on the card. I mean, we're talking about heavyweights. Wilder did what he had to do, his part, knocks out Ortiz, getting boxed to death, man. He was losing the fight all rounds. It was looking like Ortiz was in control of the fight, but Deontay, the Browns bomber, man, has that one-hitter quitter, and with that one-hitter quitter, he knocked out Ortiz in the rematch and obliterated him with one shot, man, rocked him, knocked his knees crumpled, and killed him. And just like that, man, Wilder, you know, calling out everybody, calling out Fury. The fight is set for February. He still wants that fight with Joshua. I would love to see it still regardless. Maybe after, you know, Joshua defends his title against Pulev or Usyk, whoever won, and if he wins, just because, again, you know, shit, he does look kind of cheating, so we don't know if he can't get through those fights. And let's say Wilder does get through, Let the next fight be against Joshua, or the winner of Fury Joshua. Fury has gone on record to say he'll fight Joshua. We'll let that happen and let him bang. As always, man, we support all boxing. We got to shout out Thompson Boxing. Their final show of the year was in November. They closed out with Ruben Torres getting the win. Undefeated prospect from South Central California. And also their young gun from San Diego, California, Gallo de Oro, Giovanni Santillan, gets the KO win over Wilfredo Buelas, who he didn't fight all year, you know, but he made a good impression in 2018, coming off a huge 2017. We've talked about him on the show with the big wins on Boxeo Telemundo. With that impressive showing at his new weight, 147 pounds, I see him getting a big fight in 2020. And he's undefeated. He's marketable. He's a coach. He's doing his thing. There's no reason why. We already know what Thompson Boxing has done and what they do in the sport. They build fighters up. You look at Danny Roman, babyface assassin, who's going to be defending his title as well on Super Bowl Sunday, January 30th. We'll be talking about that, man, because we're going to be grinding coming up 2020. Shout out to Joe Rome again, man. Shout out to Acapulco. Shout out to Adam Lopez. Adam Lopez replaces Andres Gutierrez, who came up 11 pounds over the 130-pound limit. And his fight with Oscar Valdez was scratched, but Adam Lopez steps up, and he stepped up in a major way. He gave Oscar Valdez all he could handle. He even dropped Oscar Valdez, and shit. But at the end of the day, Oscar Valdez bounced back. I think the referee blew it a little bit. I think he called it a little too premature. Either way, Adam Lopez, even though the fight was stopped, people claimed robbery, he still won. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. In boxing, sometimes you may lose on record, but you win depending on how you go out. He went out on his shield. He fought his head, boxed his ass off, fought his ass off, showed that heart, dropped Valdez when no one gave him a shot, calling him a bum, and he showed that he's a real fighter and he was legit and he came to fight. And he earned his stripes, and he proved that at 130 pounds, you know, he can be trouble. He even said, you know what, I'd rather fight at 126. I'll fight at 126. That's my real weight. That's where I'd rather be at. But I'll bring it to whoever. And he fought confident, man. His father would be proud. Shout out to Adam Lopez, who stepped up, saved the card for a Top Rank, you know. And for Oscar Valdez, who had a training camp, Bob Arum was pissed, saying he'll no longer use Andres Gutierrez, who was once a prospect himself. Says no longer would they use him, nor would they use any of his people that brought him. On the undercard, Colin Frampton, you know, showed out as always, brought out the Irish people, got the dominant win over McCary. He shined. He set himself up for definitely getting a title shot. There's talks about him possibly fighting Jermell Herring. And we'll see, man. Frampton, you know, working with Top Rank, MTK, definitely see big fights ahead for him. Big fight that just happened this past weekend, man. Virgil Ortiz from Grand Prairie, Texas. On paper, he was fighting a boxer, quote-unquote, somebody who's not going to just stand there and trade with him. I think Antonio Orozco was a tougher matchup just because, you know, you see what Orozco that did. You know, he had went 12 full rounds with Jose Ramirez, who destroyed Maurice Mighty Mo Hooker, you know, stopped him. And, you know, Orozco got stopped by Ortiz. But, again, on paper, to me, going into the fight, I felt that was a tougher fight. Some people felt that Brad Solomon stylistically would be the tougher matchup. But Virgil Ortiz finds a way, you know, calm, cool, and collective, young kid, smart kid, engaged. Said, I'm going to find my way. I'm going to find my way. Don't worry about it. Just watch. And he did that. Drops Solomon three times. Eventually gets the stoppage. Remains undefeated. His KO streak continues. Gets another KO. And said he says he's gunning for the big name. Says he wants Thurman. He wants Garcia. He wants the big guys. You know, his dream fight has always been Errol Spence. But he says if he fights Errol Spence, he wants to fight him at AT&T Stadium at 154. But all those other middleweights, he's ready to do battle. And the way he's looking, man, and the way he fights, shit, why not? Let it happen. I mean, he's got the confidence. Let him bang. On the undercard, we talked about Gancio, how he won his title. Albert Machado coming off of the two defeats. He gets the KO win. He's back in the win column following two losses. His first two losses to the same guy. Had a tough year. Closes out his year with a win. You know, focus, you know, at his new weight, he moved up to 130 pounds, says he felt 135 pounds, says he felt better at that weight. you know, he didn't have to struggle. He feels like he's going to be better at that weight. He got a body shot KO. He moves on, and, you know, good luck to him, man. The big one from this weekend, from New York. Terrence Bud Crawford gets the KO over Mean Machine. Cavalizios. Trained by the homie, man, Marco Contreras, out there at the Boxing Laboratory out in Oxnard, used to be RGBA. Tougher fight than some of us had anticipated. I was watching the fight at my girl's Christmas party. I thought he had dropped Crawford. You know, they didn't count it, but still, I mean, got me up, got my attention. I was like, oh, shit. You know, it was one of them type of fights. You know, I was going back and forth with a few people on social media, people calling him a tomato can. Terrence Crawford fights bums. For one, he's undefeated. He was the number one mandatory by the WBO. He's been ranked by the WBO. Yes, we know what WBO and Top Rank, how they work together, but it's no different than every other sanctioned body. They work with certain people. Point being is that he was ranked, he was undefeated, and he's a two-time Olympian. You know, he wasn't no bum, he wasn't no scrub, he just wasn't given the shot. Was he bumped maybe once? Yeah, but he was a legit fighter, a legit test, and he proved that. But Crawford also proved that he's an elite fighter, and, you know, he showed that dog too. You know, he stepped up, he fought him, he boxed him, he fought him. You know, he stood toe-to-toe, he said, come on, bring it. You know, in the end, Crawford shows that, again, he's levels above it, and that's why he is a pound-for-pound fighter, and that's why he's one of the best in the world pound-for-pound, and he's undefeated. That's why he won titles at 135. That's why he unified at 140. And that's why he's the champ right now at 147, and I spoke to him and his people in the back in the day, and they always felt that this was going to be his weight where he was going to make his run, and they feel that he can make it all the way up to 154, but first things first, right? Co-main event, the big one, man, Teofimo Lopez becomes the champion, fulfills his destiny, gets the KO win over former IBF lightweight champion Richard Comey, who got blown out. Teddy Atlas, speaking of the God, talked about him a little earlier, he showed a clip about how why it's important to learn from your mistakes. In Comey's fight against Robert Easter, he dropped his hand, gets caught with that right-hand shot, same thing happened against Teofimo Lopez. It was like a perfect shot, same type of shot. In the end, Teofimo Lopez gets the win. Teofimo Lopez, you know, accomplishes what a lot of people felt that he was meant to accomplish as a pro, because he's got that pro style, gets the knockout, does the backflip, rocks the LSU Joe Barrow jersey, who got the Heisman Trophy. And now there's talks, man. There's talks is set. No tune-up fights, but Teofimo Lopez versus Lomachenko next. WBC obviously played us with the whole franchise championship, but they're going to be fighting in April or May. Speaking of that fiasco, David Haney is hurt, so he's the champion in recess. And with the champ in recess being David Haney, who was elevated to champion when Lomachenko was given the franchise champion, and with Haney being out and in recess, now Javier Fortuna and Luke Campbell are going to fight for the vacant title. So even though Lomachenko and Lopez are scheduled to fight, it's still not going to be a unification fight. Or is it? Because he's a franchise champ? Is he the WBC champ? That's that bullshit. That's that stuff we don't like in sport of boxing. And I don't know, man. I really don't know. That's the kind of stuff that stumps me, man. And I just – that's why I've been kind of going at the WBC a little bit, because I do have a lot of love and respect for them. You know, I grew up on their father, Jose Suleiman. Coming up in the 70s and 80s and him being in the sport, my dad teaching me about him and watching him with Chavez in the 90s. Obviously, I ain't that old, but just hearing it and seeing their history, you know, with Ali and Mike Tyson and Chavez, and, you know, the green belt's been around for a long time. And kind of you see what's going on today, man. I've said it before. I feel like they're doing too much. You know, Mauricio Sullivan's all over the place and making belts up and saying you can't cuss, you can't, you know, when you face off, you can't get in somebody's face. I'm like, bro, this is a blood sport. This is boxing, bro. Relax. You're doing too much. And that's where I feel like the whole franchise shit's played out. But we're going to be talking about that in time, man, in due time. I just had to do the bounce back, man, because the bounce back continues this week, man. This weekend, speaking of bounce back, I talked a little bit about him, Maurice Mighty Mo Hooker, who's now trained by BOMAC. He's returning. He's going to be taking on a replacement in Uriel Perez, who's coming off the biggest win of his career. Knocked out an undefeated fighter at 17-0. Mighty Mo Hooker says he's not moving up, even though Roc Nation initially had announced that he was moving up to 147. He's just at 140. This fight is at a catchweight of 144 pounds. Maurice Mighty Mo Hooker, y'all going to hear it here first. Come out to Los Tucanes de Tijuana out there in Phoenix, Arizona for the Mexicanos. Going to come out to El Papa de los Pollitos. Shout out True Boxing Head. Shout out to ourselves on that, man. That's that plug. That's how we do, baby. True. The main event, Julio Cesar Chavez and a whole fiasco with the Nevada Athletic State Commission. Failed his drug test or didn't take a drug test. And they said they were going to suspend him. But money talks. You know, same thing, right? Eddie Hearn. I'm sure he had a play in that. In the fights going through, he got granted permission. He's going to be taking on Daniel Jacobs in the main event. He's still going to get slaughtered anyway. So regardless of the fact, you know, let's see how he does, right? That's why you get in the ring, and that's why you fight. So let's see what you do, right? You got this opportunity. Make it happen. I'm interested in that fight, and I'm also interested in the Maurice Mighty Mo Hooker and a Perez fight. I'm keeping it real. I like this card. I like this card, period. Liam Smith taking on Roberto Amenaza. True right there. Y'all remember him being on the show telling a story about his father killing his mom and crying on the show. A legit dude from the heart, corazón. He got the call on Sunday. Let's make the fight. But him being a warrior and a real one, a true that he is, he said, fuck, and I'm going to take it. I've been in the gym, makes no excuses. I talked to him yesterday. He says, if I get the win, hopefully Eddie Hearn gives me some more fights. And fuck, if they gave you a shot on late notice on Sunday, and if you come in and beat the house fighter, the former WBO champion, you deserve that, my man. So I'll be tuning into that fight. And the fight that I feel is going to steal the show is the WBC flyweight, Julio Cesar Martinez against Christian Ford Rosales. You know, Eddie Reynoso, you know, if this guy wins the title, I think that sums up Trainer of the Year for him. You know, I'm interested in that fight. That's going down on the zone, locked in from that. That's happening on Friday, Phoenix, Arizona. On Saturday, you got the rematch, Tony Harrison versus Jermell Charlo, WBC title fight. Fight was originally scheduled for, I believe, June this year, and Tony Harrison got hurt, so they rescheduled, and here we go, man. A lot of bad blood between the two. What did Tony Harrison? I don't give a fuck if you with blood, cuz, crib, whoever. I don't give a fuck. I'm from Detroit. You a hoe. You a hoe. Yeah, you got money, but you still a hoe. I don't care. You know, they went at it. It's going down. I'm interested in that fight. Shitty place to have it, in my opinion, Ontario. You know, the sticks. But it's going down. Nonetheless, it's going down in the ring, and that's what matters the most. My man at Chacal, Guillermo Rigondeaux, can't catch a break. Was looking to have his most active year in 2019, have his third fight. But his fight with Solis from Venezuela was, you know, delayed. I think they're going to reschedule that because Solis, he had some visa issues and he couldn't get through. So that fight is not happening on the undercard. Carlos Barderas is bumped up on that one. You got Darrell on the undercard. You know, I'll still be watching the fight. You know, the main one on that card that matters is the Tony Harrison, Jermell Charlo. The rest of the fights, you know, it's just, you know, feeling. Let's get it. Let's make that happen. But as the world of boxing turns, right, as the boxing world turns, it can't stop and won't stop. True Talk Radio 136, and it won't stop. Canelo, man, that was the big news, man. He vacated his title, WBO, 175-pound title, 175-pound title fight. We know this is a business, man. You know, him relinquishing his title is not that he's scared. You know, let's be real. You know, he's a real fighter. He gets in there. He's going to let him bang. But it's also a business, man. He knows he's better suited at 160, 168. Him stepping up to 175 before, I talked about it on the last show. You know, obviously it was a strategic move. You know, I got Kovalev. I can take him. I can knock him out. Things got complicated. So him giving up the title is just what it is, man. You know, it's a business move. He can always move up and down, just WBO, just like he did with Usyk, just like he did with Terrence Crawford, like he do with a lot of their champs. Hey, man, you're a champ with us whenever you want to fight for it again. So if fucking somebody else steps up that he feels he can beat, guess what? He's going to fucking take it. In my opinion, bitter beef, too much. way too much. Big dude. I'd rather see him against, you know, Callum Smith or someone like that at 168, or B.J. Johnson, Billy Joe Saunders at 168, something like that, where, you know, legit four-time division champ. That's a big one right there. Speaking of Canelo, he just got announced Fighter of the Year by ESPN, and pound for pound, number one by Ring Magazine. That's a big one right there. You got Lomachenko number two, Unye number three, Terrence Crawford number four, and Usyk number five. I like that number five. I like that top five. That's a legit top five. Obviously, who you got ranked is, you know, it's up for discussion. You know, it's what have you done for me lately? But you also judge what they've done. You know, Canelo moving up to another division and knocking him out. And, you know, he's had a stellar career. I mean, stellar year. You know, he beat Daniel Jacobs. You know, he had a solid year. Unye, you know, he stamped himself as one of the legit ones. So for him to crack that number three, I think that's respect right there. I think he deserves it. BWAA announced their list for the Joe Louis Fighter of the Decade. Fighter of the Decade. Remember, I talked about that. It was that time of the year. Fighter of the Decade nominees are Canelo. Sounds like he hit the jackpot. Klitschko. We got Floyd Mayweather Jr., Manny Pacquiao, Andre Ward. All guys are deserving, in my opinion. You got to give it to the guy who beat two of the guys on the list, man, Floyd. But again, that's up for y'all. Y'all can fight that shit out all day. Y'all go on our Instagram and fight, go on the Twitter and fight. That's a matter of you guys, right? Some news, Broner can't stay out of trouble. Got to pay $800K, pin down that chick back in the day, back in 17, I believe, 18, and was kissing on a girl. Now he's got to pay $800K. Mikey Garcia. Signs with Matchroom Boxing. He's going to be making his debut against the fellow true, Jesse Vargas, February 29th. Leap year out here in our hood in Frisco, Texas at the Star. And as the boxing world turns, man, True Talk Radio, episode 136, How to Get It Out in Solo Dolo. Had a few notes, man, trying to get in a few things. And also watch the Dallas Mavericks game. My boys have been balling as of late. Even without Luka Magic, Luka Doncic, you know, they're still balling. I love this shit, man. True Talk Radio, True Boxing Heads. As always, y'all follow us, man. Shout out to everybody in the sport of boxing, whether you're small, big, you know what I'm saying? We here. We ain't stopping. Ain't never going to stop. We're going to keep plugging away. Y'all already know the story. Can't stop, won't stop. True Talk Radio, episode 136. Again, Andy Ruiz, let me down. Don't stop. Manny Robles came up showing his first title shot. I hope you recover and you bounce back. Andrew Concio, wherever you land, PBC, you beat what you wanted. You won that money. Giovanni Santillan, Gallo de Oro, I hope you get some big fights at 147 coming up. Oscar Valdez, talking about him fighting Miguel Burchett and an all-Mexican WBC title fight. Let that happen. Virgil Ortiz looking for a title shot or big names at 147. Terrence Crawford wants Spence still. And talking about him possibly fighting Sean Showtime Porter. Teofimo Lopez says, "Hey man, I wanna knock him out. I don't like Lomachenko. That fight's gonna happen, and fights are gonna happen this weekend, man. It's that time of the year. We start wrapping it up. There's about a couple weeks left in the year, and overall, man, I've been happy with the sport of boxing. You know, a lot of adjustments made on my end, everyone's end, as far as how you watch them. You know, it's not like it used to be." But no excuses, man. We make time for it. Shit, like I said, I was watching the fights at my girl's Christmas party, and that's just how it goes, man. Shout out to Lou. Shout out to Art. Shout out to Cosman. Shout out to Val, Joe Rome, Mr. OG Carlos, you know, True Boxing Heads all the time. It can't stop, won't stop. And y'all already know, man, True Talk Radio, episode 136. And look forward to the wrap-up show of the year. Hopefully by then, my co-host for that show, Joe Rome, can make it. And shout out to Miss Stacy, and again, shout out to Mighty Mo Hooker, gonna be coming out to Los Tucanes de Tijuana, man. Can't wait to watch your fight, and let's get it, man. It can't stop, won't stop. True Talk Radio. I'm from where cops gang banging, hang with Hollywood stars. They ain't no angels left. That's why they call it City of God. That's how we rocking, man. Let's get it, man. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And let's go Dallas Cowboys and let's go Dallas Mavericks, man. True Boxing Heads, TRU. Boxing Heads with a Z. Y'all already know. True. Let's go, baby boy. Yeah, row.